Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the prayer of Saint Benedict. The patron saint of Europe, Saint Benedict was a religious reformer who lived in Italy in the late 400s and early 500s. He established a rule that became the norm for many other Christian monks and nuns. And so I want to invite you now, before we practice this prayer, to slow your breathing and to begin to cultivate stillness within. I'm going to read through this prayer a couple of times. The first time, I want you to simply listen, absorbing the words and allowing them to become your prayer for yourself. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, intelligence to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to see you, a heart to meditate on you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now I'm going to read through the prayer a second time. And during this reading, I want you to listen and pay attention to any words, phrases, or ideas that stand out or stir something up in you. At the end of the prayer, I'm going to give you a few moments to have a conversation with Jesus about what you noticed. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, intelligence to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to see you, a heart to meditate on you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now take a few moments and have a conversation with Jesus about what is stirring up or standing out. Consider why this might be significant for you today. Ask Jesus to illuminate and to guide you. Consider taking this prayer into the day and week ahead. Let it be a reminder of what God wants to form in us, in our character and our lives, that we might live fully unto Christ. Peace be with you.